in explaining how it is that every Jew is capable of serving God with at least a minimal amount of fear, the Yirat HaTov, the lower level fear, which is necessary, as the Alter Rebbe said in the previous chapter in Perek Mem Aleph, it is necessary even in the performance of positive mitzvahs. There has to be an element of fear in order that the mitzvah should be considered aveda, should be considered service. So the Alter Rebbe begins in Perek Mem Beis to explain where this ability comes from. How is it that every Jew has the ability to arouse within himself a feeling of fear, at least in the mind, a feeling of fear of God? So the Rebbe says that the Gemara that asks, how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, a Torah, says that God asks of Jews only to fear him? Why is fear considered a simple thing when it seems to be a difficult thing? That it is not the nature of a human being to fear God because God is beyond reach and unknowable. So the Gemara answers that to Moshe it is a simple thing. So the Alter Rebbe explains, how does it help the Jew who needs to serve God out of fear? How does it help him that to Moshe fear is a simple thing? So the Rebbe says that Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the seven shepherds, and he provides for every neshama the ability to serve God. Even while neshama is in heaven, not only when he was here on earth with his generation of Jews, but for all generations he remains the shepherd who provides for every neshama the ability to serve God. And that is the nitzutz of Moshe in every neshama. The particular form that of godliness that Moshe Rabbeinu makes available to every neshama is the element of das. Since Moshe Rabbeinu's attribute was das, therefore he provides das for every neshama. And in das there is both love and fear. And another thing is that through the tzaddik or the tzaddikim of every generation, there is an element of Moshe Rabbeinu that is clothed in them, and through them also the Jew gets the ability to have das, a connection, an attachment to godliness, and that attachment makes it possible to arouse a feeling of fear for God. This element of das, although it is made available, it is within reach because of the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in every neshama, and the element of Moshe in the tzaddikim of every generation, the main thing in das is concentration, devotion. Because das means not that you know, but that you're attached. And now for today's shiur, on page 614, for Chof Nissen, in Perek Mem Beis. V'koyachzeu midozu l'kashe daite b'Hashem. This ability and this quality, the ability to attach one's mind to godliness, yesh b'chol nefesh mibeis Yisrael, it exists in every Jewish soul, b'yinikosam in nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholem. Because every neshama draws nourishment from the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what makes it possible for a human being to feel attached and connected to God. Rak mi'ach ha-shenislap sh'ha-nefesh b'guf, b'nefesh, ha-nefesh b'guf, but because the soul of every Jew, is clothed within a body, tzricho li'yigia rabo v'atzumo k'fulo mechupelis. In order to have this attachment to godliness, every Jew has to make a great effort, a double effort, in order for this attachment to come about. So although it is possible by virtue of Moshe's influence, the influence of Moshe Rabbeinu on every neshama, but in order to actually have it happen, since the nefesh, the soul of the Jew, is in a body, and the body blocks that attachment, resists that attachment, it therefore takes a great effort to overcome that resistance. But that's simply a physical, difficult task, but it is not, it doesn't require attaining some higher level or some unreachable level. The attachment, the das, is there in the neshama. We need only to remove the obstacle. So although it's a great effort and a great exertion, but now it's just a technical job, although maybe back-breaking, but it's not a great talent that is needed. The talent is already there. What is the double effort? Ha'achas yigiyas basar. The first effort is an effort of the body. In order to shatter the body and to subdue it. This doesn't mean the physical body. It means the influence of the body. In order to shatter the influence of the body, the indifference of the body, and to make the body submissive to the needs of the soul. So that it not block out and obscure the light of the soul. As we learned earlier, in the beginning of chapter 29, in the name of the Zohar, the gufa delei salag bein nehera d'nishmaso, that a body that does not catch fire from the fire of the neshama, the solution is that mevachin lei, it has to be shattered. The body has to be shattered. And what does it mean to shatter the body? V'hainu, it doesn't mean physically damaging the body, God forbid. It means al yedei hirhurei tshuva me'emek halev, k'me shekosuv sham, through thoughts of tshuva from the depths of the heart, as is written there in Perek Chavtes. In other words, the complacency and the smugness that is caused by the body that prevents the person from being inspired by the fire or the light of the neshama, in order to break that complacency, a person has to consider in the depths of his heart his unholy condition and how far he is from God, and thereby become brokenhearted about his condition, and that breaks the complacency and the light of the neshama comes through. So that's the first part of this double effort in order to make this connection with God that is possible by virtue of the influence of Moshe Rabbeinu, the element of Das in every neshama. But in order to clear the way for that connection, there has to be a double effort. The first effort we learn in today's shiur is the effort with the body to overcome the complacency and the smugness of the body by humbling it, shattering the body's arrogance and complacency by taking into account and feeling deeply the ungodliness, the unholiness of our condition, of our created condition, which brings about a brokenheartedness and a bitterness that shatters and fractures this complacency and smugness of the body. In the Hayem Yeim for Chof Nissen, the Rebbe writes that Pa'am Nichnas Kvei Kedushas Harav Chaim Avraham, one time Reb Chaim Avraham, who was Ben Rabbeinu Azokin, the Alter Rebbe's son, entered the room El Admor Hoem Tzoyi B'chag HaPesach Leimar Gut Yontif. He came into the room of the Mittler Rebbe during Pesach to say Gut Yontif. V'siper Oz Reb Chaim Avraham, and at that occasion Reb Chaim Avraham related Sherabbeinu Hazokin Omar, that his father, the Alter Rebbe, once said that Pesach darf ein nedem anderen nicht mechabed zayin ba'achilu v'shtiyu. That on Pesach one doesn't invite the other, his friend, to eat or drink in his house. Aben neman alein megman, but one is permitted to invite himself.